Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And due to popular request, we're going to do a topic on numbers today. Exact numbers in the universe, numerology and astrology, what it means to share the same number with someone else astrologically. And of course, we're always talking karma. So that should be a lot of fun. Okay, well, you know, so many people have called me lately and asked me about exact numbers. I figured it was time to do a topic on it. Astrology is a science of numbers. Actually, it is a science of planetary locations and the way we identify where the planets are located in space. The way that we find or zero in on exactly where a particular planet is located, astronomically speaking, we use numerical identities, which means that we have assigned to each and every stellar constellation of the zodiac, which actually just so happens to make up 1/12 of a circle, or 30 degrees. Now, all of us should remember that a circle is 360 degrees, right? Okay? If you don't know that, I'm real sorry for you. But anyway, if at 1/12 of that circle, which would equal one zodiac sign, is 30 degrees, and when we deal with astrology, we are dealing with numbers starting at zero, because when you first enter a sign, we start at the zero or at the very beginning of that sign and go all the way to 29. When we are finished with the 29th degree of a sign, we enter into the next sign. So the numbers that we are interested in for astrology are the numbers 0 to 29. Now, remembering, first of all, as part of this topic, that each zodiac sign is made up of these 30 degrees, 0 to 29, and that each one of these degrees is made up of what we call minutes. There are 60 minutes in each and every one of those degrees. So let's say if you were analyzing the numbers of Aries, well, planets could be located in Aries, for example, at 0 degrees, 0 minutes. Or not really in Aries, just on the edge there, actually. I've actually would have to say, that's interesting. If there was a planet at 2959 Pisces, and then it would go 00 Aries. Yeah, well, okay, that's in Aries. So if even if you have a planet at 0 degrees, 0 minutes, it's still at Aries. Having a 0 doesn't mean you have nothing. It's just an identification number. See what I mean? So you could have that planet at 00 Aries and then go 0 degrees, 1 minute Aries, 2 minutes Aries, 03, 04, all the way up to 0 degrees Aries, 59 minutes before you get to 1 Aries, number 1 Aries, 1 degree Aries, 0 minute. So you go through any sign. When you look at your astroscope, for example, you'll notice that each planetary location is identified by two sets of numbers. Like, for example, my rising sign, which says 20 on top, an LI in the middle, and then 17 on the bottom. Okay, what that tells me, the top number is always the degrees. That's the most important part of identification of my Libra rising, 20 degrees. But I do have the 17th minute of that 20th degree. See, if you were 20 Libra rising, you could be 20 degrees in 1 minute, 20 degrees in 0 minutes, 20 degrees in 10, or 20-20, or 20-30, or 20-50, all the way up to 20 degrees 59 minutes, which I have never seen. I've never seen any Libra risings 20-29 or beyond. For some reason, when I take a look at charts, I do find that numbers in the degrees beyond 15 designate sometimes a more potentially evolved vehicle. Also, minutes beyond 29 will also connotate a more potentially evolved vehicle, which means if you had 29 degrees, 58 minutes, Libra rising, that would tell me that you were potentially an extremely evolved person. In comparison to somebody who had a 2-degree Libra rising with 3 minutes on it, that would tell me that that person probably has a lot more work. As Libra risings go, the early degrees of Libra would be maybe more immature, more charming, more manipulative, and as we get to the end of Libra, are mastering the sign. You know, if you've earned those later numbers, that would tell me that you have mastered the energy of Libra, and you have gotten of course, more evolved, more awareness, more intuition, more potential. Now, if you look at your chart and you notice that a lot of your planets are located in lower numbers, 0 to 10, well, I'm not going to say you're a big baby, but I will say you have a lot to learn. If you do know people that have a lot of planets around 15, 10 to 20, then I would have 10 to 19, actually, I would have to say that these people are a lot better as far as being able to keep an open mind and learn from their lessons. When we start seeing people that have a lot of planets that go from 20 to 29 of a sign in the degrees, let's say, for example, if you have a degree that's, like I'm 20 Libra rising 17 minutes. Well, I've never met anyone with a 20 Libra rising beyond 29 minutes. If I did, I'd probably be impressed, because that would tell me that even though I'm an immature 20 Libra rising at 17 minutes, if they have a 20 Libra rising at 49 or 50 minutes deeper into that degree, that would tell me that they have mastered that degree of rising. See, so the higher number you get for degrees or minutes, then the closer your soul has come to mastering or overcoming and absolving the karma of that individual degree. And that's my opinion. That is what I have learned to be true in my experimentations of thousands of charts over the last 15 years. Some astrologers might tell you different, but this show is a presentation of astrology as Farley understands it. Now, so let's say that you are loaded with a bunch of small numbers. Like, I happen to have a 5 Cancer rising and a 10 Neptune in Libra and an 8 North Node in Taurus and an 8 South Node in Scorpio. So if I meet someone that has those numbers also, 5 Cancer, 10 Libra, 8 Taurus, 8 Scorpio, then they're probably just as immature as I am in those areas of growth. You see my point? So oftentimes when we find people that have our same numbers, not only does it designate a karma, but it also designates someone that is in the same path of growth that we are on concerning the same sign that is involved depending on where the number is. See, I feel a lot more better oftentimes when I meet people that have charts that coincide with my higher numbers, like my 29 Gemini Uranus, my 25 Leo Saturn, my 19 Jupiter in Sag, my 20 Libra rising, my 15 Mars in Libra, you know, anything 15 and beyond in my chart. I find that I get more compatibility with people that have numbers that coincide with my numbers. Now, let's take a look at something here astrologically and make it very clear. If you have a number 9 in your chart, in any sign, let's say you have a 9 Virgo in your chart, any sign, okay? I'm sorry, 9 Virgo, not any sign. Then that would mean that if you met someone that had a number 9 in their chart in degrees, in any sign, then that person would relate to you. Now, I want you to understand this. See, 9 is a number out of the 30 degrees, right? From the 0 to 29. 9 is a number that shows a need for growth and maturation and evolution. And if you meet somebody else that has another 9, then they're at a similar level of growth. You understand? It's like being in the same tribe or being the same nationality. It's like, oh, I'm 5 Venus in Cancer, and I just met this person, like my friend Jay, who's got 5 Venus in Aries. Well, that's very karmic. Because we're both a couple of babies when it comes to a lot of things, like relationships, love, women, money, all those things Venus express. It is interesting to note that when people have a number in their chart that you have, no matter what sign it's in, a very, very important part of this topic, I'd say critical, would be to send for your chart, get it, and then make a list of all your numbers. You're only going to have 12 critical numbers in your chart, or 13 actually, which would include your rising degree, your sun sign degree, your moon sign degree, the 8 planets besides the Earth, right, because you live on the Earth, and those 8 planets besides the Earth with the sun, moon, and rising, that equals 11 numbers right there. Then you have your north node, which is the 12th degree, and your south node, which is the 13th degree. Some people will add the midheaven, but I usually don't. Some people also add asteroids, but why get complicated? Well, anyway, so when I write down all my numbers, right, if I go over my chart, let's see what my numbers are. So for fun, you can look at your chart to see if you have any of my numbers, right, and go, oh, I've got karma with you, Farley. Anyway, my earliest number 5 Cancer is Venus. Okay, let me write that down. Number 5, Cancer, Venus. And as we go on, I have a number 8, Taurus, North Node. And then I have, of course, number 8, 8 degrees, Scorpio, South Node. And then as we move on, I have a number 10, Libra, Neptune, and then I have a number 14, Leo, Pluto, and then I have a number 15, Mars in Libra, and then I have a number 17, Moon in Scorpio. See, these are my numbers. And then I have a number 18, which is both the Mercury and the Sun in Leo. So I have a double number there. And then I have a 19, which is Jupiter in Sag. This is getting interesting, isn't it? And then I have a 20, which is my Libra rising, which is my favorite, my most powerful and most important degree in my chart, because the rising is the most significant by far. So obviously, if you find someone that sets off your rising, look out. Then I also have a 25 Saturn in Leo and a 29 Uranus in Gemini. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, so what did I leave out? And 13. Okay, so that's all of them. So my numbers are 5, 8, 10, 14, 15, 17, 18, 19. Now, can you believe that? I have almost every number from 14 to 19 except for 16 covered. And I have really had lots of karma with people that have 16 in their chart for that reason. See, because my chart covers 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, and 20 in a row, which is hard to do, but I'm proud of that. Because most of all, they're midpoint numbers and a little beyond, so that shows some growth and awareness in past lives, and it also plugs me into anyone I meet that has anything from 14 to 20. Bingo! We call that a bingo winner. And then I have 25 and 29. Well, notice I don't have the 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and I don't have the 6, 7, and I don't have the 9, I don't have the 11, 12, 13, I don't have the 16, and then I'm void of 21, 22, 23, 24, and 26, 27, 28. So those are the numbers I don't have. Now, what we find in astrology is we find, first of all, that it's hard to find people that have your same numbers. All right? I know that sounds kind of crazy. But if you do find people out there that do have the same numbers you have, I'd say two or more, then you may tend to be more into knowing these people and having karma with them or having something to learn from with them. Now, the most important part and the most critical part of this topic that I want you to learn is not only are you looking for people that have your numbers, right? Because like I already said, if someone had a 9 Virgo planet, then that 9 Virgo planet is going to have a relationship with number 9 of any sign in the zodiac. I'll show you how that works. A 9 Libra planet would semi-sextile, as far as aspects are concerned. You get an aspect to 9 Virgo from 9 of any sign. I'll show you how. 9 Libra would semi-sextile 9 Virgo. And 9 Scorpio would sextile it. 9 Sag would square 9 Virgo. 9 Capricorn would trine it. Then 9 Aquarius would inconjunct it or quinx it. And then 9 Pisces would oppose it. On the other side of the fence, 9 Aries would quinx or inconjunct 9 Virgo again. And 9... A Taurus would trine 9 Virgo, 9 Gemini would square it again, 9 Cancer would sextile it, 9 Leo would semi-sextile it. So don't you see, you are getting a reaction, you are getting a vibration, you are getting a tone from 9 Virgo to 9 of anything else in anyone else's chart that is 9 of any other sign. And that's what we call a soul connection. Because that person is in the similar path of growth astrologically in his sign of 9 Libra, that you are at 9 Virgo. So 9s relate to each other, right? So if you're in relationships where you have a 5, an 8, a 10, and a 12, and you met someone with 5, 8, 10, 12, well, you're going to be like a couple of peas in a pod. You're either going to get along tremendously or have so much karma you're going to run. So that's an interesting point. That's number one. So when you find people with your exact numbers, you know you have aspects to their chart, and those are vibrations that set up continuity and bonding. Now, the really heavy part of astrology is if you should ever find a person that has planets all over your chart, same sign, same degree. I know people, a lot of my friends and relatives, ironically, have had either Libra rising 20 or Venus at 20 Libra or Neptune at 20 Libra. That seems to be something continuous. Okay, now I'm going to show you something really heavy here, so listen carefully. I do find a lot of people will have planets at 19 Sag on my Jupiter. Not as many as the Libra. I will find an abundance of people with Leo planets on my Sun Mercury at 18, on my Pluto at 14, but not many people stick that have Leo planets on my Saturn at 25 Leo. You know why? Because that's too intense. That's too karmic. Where the Saturn number, you usually will not find in the charts of too many people in your lives, of people that stick around for long. because those are usually lessons. Okay, so knowing I'm a 25 Leo Saturn is important because that reveals to me that people with 25s in their charts might either quinks my Saturn, square it, or oppose it, and therefore there's too much karma and they won't last. That's too uncomfortable. Isn't that interesting? And also, we will find that I find people that have planets around 8 in my chart, they stick because that'll affect my north node, which is a pleasant part of my chart. That's a zone of influence, a positive, loving zone. That's a purpose in life thing. I also find that not too many people I know have 10s. You know why? Because I have 10 in Neptune in Libra, and if you have a 10 in your chart, then your chart is going to stress my Neptune, which is a karmic planet. So see, we already find that number 25 don't make it. Number 10, even though they're my numbers, they don't make it too well. They don't last for me. Because people might have something square or opposed or quinks my Neptune, and therefore they won't last. Now, Neptune trines work. See, but that's okay. And we do find that not too many people have 17s in their chart that I know. My moon's 17 Scorpio. If I meet somebody with 17 Leo planets, 17 Aquarius or 17 Taurus, they usually don't stick, with the exception of one of my very best friends in the world, Mike Rilsky. Obviously, the power of God overrides all. This guy's got Pluto 17 Leo and Venus 17 Aquarius, an exact T-square on my moon, and with a few exceptions, we have gotten along tremendously well. So that's an exception where 17 does work. You know, I want to make it clear that when you find people with numbers, they can either stick and be very close and in the soulmate category, or they can be blown away. But if you work out your karma with the person that has your exact numbers, man, that could be a lifelong friend like Mike is. I've known that guy for 20 years. And, you know, like my friend Roger Reinhardt, he's got moon at 16 Sag. Notice that 16 falls right in the middle of my 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, 20 block. There's a 16. My friend Laurel has Mars at 16 Leo. That 16 fits right in with my 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, 20. I have so much of a vibration from 14 to 20 that I attract a lot of people that are 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. We're like-minded. We're like the Apaches, the Chiricahuas, the Cherokees, the Seminole. We're the same tribe. Now, this is fascinating because so many times I reiterate and I reiterate, get your chart, write down your numbers, fill in your abbreviations on that first page. There's a reason why we give you abbreviations, because we want you to learn where your planets are by sign, by house, by degree, and by minute. And then we want you to memorize all those 13 factors so you know your numbers. Don't you get it? That way when you meet somebody else that has their chart, the first thing you want to do is look and see if they've got your numbers. You know, relationships in life is like a lotto in astrology. If you hit 5 or 6 numbers with somebody, just like you win a California lottery, you're going to win a lifelong friend or a lover or a relationship if you hit the same numbers. It's actually funny, it's uncanny, sometimes eerie, how people keep coming back or how they stick or how they return when they have your numbers. They can't let go of you. There's something about you they love because you are their reflection. That's why my life is filled with Leos, filled with Libra risings, filled with Leo moons. You know, because all these people have my numbers. It's wonderful. Now, you know, because each number carries a very powerful vibration with it, like I say, most everybody's going to have some numbers from 15 and up. Hopefully you'll find a couple beyond 20, which says a lot for your past lives. If you have some numbers beyond 20 in your chart, then you have potential to be a very evolved being and help a lot of people. And if your minutes are beyond 20 or 30, congratulations, because that means that you're a more evolved person for that number, that degree that you have. So that's good. If you plug into someone that has all your lower numbers, look out, because sometimes when you need a decision or a choice or you need something to work, you could get so wrapped up in your karma that there's either going to be loss or depression or rejection or just not really a proper flow of continuity. The funny thing about Farley Malaris being from Missouri, right, St. Louis, Missouri, the show me state. I've got a St. Louis Blues hockey shirt on right now. They're playing the Kings tonight, by the way. But is that I always needed proof of everything, validations, confirmations. I'm the type of guy, show me. And when it comes to astrology, I find that there are certain truths that you just cannot escape you, like this science of numbers. It's weird. It's like it's so real that you look around at people's charts like your mom's charts. Are your dad? My dad's got Uranus at 15 Aquarius, exactly trying my Mars. He's got Venus at 15 Gemini, exactly trying my Mars. Mom's got Venus at 29 Aquarius, exactly trying my Uranus at 29 Gemini. My sister has her 17 Scorpio moon, same moon I have, 17. Best friend Michael Alcana died, Venus 20 Libra, on my rising. See, there's a reason why these people are my friends, my relatives, my parents, my loved ones, because our numbers are the same. And when you're dealing with things in life like understanding relationships, then you'll know why. People that have your Saturn number oftentimes will not stick unless they have lots of compliments to that. Like, let's say, for example, I know this person that has Saturn at 19 degrees Sag on my Jupiter. We have a 19-19 complement between Jupiter and Saturn. Same, almost the same minute. Now, I have 4 Leo trines and 2 Libra sextiles to that 19 Sag. That's magnificent. I can get along with anyone that has anything at 19 Sag because my chart blesses the heck out of it. Unless they cramp my style. If they cramp my style and try to restrict my freedom, then forget it. See, that's how that works. We have zones in our chart, zones of pleasure and zones of pain. I say the areas of your chart that are under severe stress, squares and opposition stress and quinxes, people that you meet that have the exact number, exact sign planets on those zones could be trouble. You see, there are certain zones in my chart that are non-afflicted, like my 20 Libra rising, like my 19 Jupiter Sag, like my 15 Mars in Libra, like my 8 Taurus North Node, like my Uranus at 29 Gemini. These are unafflicted areas. So these are numbers that work better for continuity with relationships. The parts of my chart that are afflicted, my 5 Cancer Venus, my 10 Neptune Libra, you know, some of my Leo planets can go both ways because they got trines and squares on them. So we got 14, 18, and 25 under analysis there. But 5 Cancer Venus, 10 Cancer Libra Neptune, 17 Scorpio Moon. 5, 10, and 17 are karmic numbers for me because that's where my squares are. So if I meet people with 5, 10, and 17, hey, when we discover karma, what that usually means is that we have found someone to serve as a catalyst for emotional, mental, spiritual, and oftentimes physical growth. Now, this means a person can either stick or they won't stick, but oftentimes the experience involved in this catalyzation can be painful because they are plugging into a number that your higher self chose prior to birth to intentionally attract you to this sort of individual. Understand now? So you could experience this lesson and process it. And embrace it. Send it into the light and grow from it. Isn't that neat? Isn't that neat? This is like an advanced show on karma with numbers in the astrology chart. But I want you to understand that. There could be some people out there beside themselves now because they're mad because they got 5, 10, and 17 in their chart. In zones that might square or oppose or quinx my planets and go, darn Farley, I wanted to get along with you. Other people out there, you know, if there's women or men out there with 20 Libra risings, hallelujah. I almost married 2, count them, women with 20 Libra rising. Very rare number. The only other person I know that I've told you a lot is John F. Kennedy was a 20 Libra rising. And I've seen a couple of, maybe, I've seen like 7 or 8 in my life out of the 20 or 30,000 charts I've looked at. But that's why whenever I meet someone with rising 20 Libra, it's like looking at a reflection. It's an amazing connection. This is a show you should have recorded, right? But you didn't. Sorry. But the ones that did, congratulations. You can sit there and listen to this a few times until it finally sinks in. We've just presented a 30-minute commercial-free segment. We are going to go to the phones for 2 full hours and talk to our happy listeners. And God bless you for listening in and tuning in. And then they'll hear a topic like this and go, gosh, I don't even know what my numbers are, Farley. You know, but it explains a lot. You know, I'm like a detective in life. And I like to really surgically analyze everything in people's lives. So that's why knowing this number formula is really a trip. I meet somebody, oh, my God, you have 19 Sag or you have 15 Libra. I just get aroused by that stuff.